Hello, and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors, and our guest today is Karen Rasto with Hallmark Home Mortgage. That's, you know, it's triple or two H's and an N. That's probably difficult to get out right now. I don't know.
And there's a silent G in mortgage. Don't forget that. Yeah.
Oh, exactly.
It's no S.
So we've been talking about home mortgages, and Karen was talking about how she does mainly, you do only residential.
Only residential.
But your office does do commercial mortgages as well, or no, they don't.
No.
Okay, just home.
Oh, yes. Okay. So primary residence, second homes, or investment properties. We can do like rental properties here in Bloomington as a residential mortgage.
Right.
If someone who needs more of a commercial property, we would refer them to a local lender, a bank or something like that.
Sure. Absolutely. So tell us about, you know, you had said that your favorite clients or your, you know, the ones that you really like to do work with are the first time home buyers.
Yes.
And because, well, I love hearing about this kind of stuff because to me it's, you're educating them mostly.
Yes. I have, my actual degree is in elementary education, and when I went,
she's a teacher, see?
No, I chose not to be a teacher, but after graduation, I decided I don't think I would do well in a classroom of second and third graders.
Right.
So how can I utilize my, you know, 8 years of schooling and my student loans and use it in a purposeful way. Mm-hmm. So with mortgages, I know when I got my very first mortgage, no one really explained it to me as far as all the documents that you're signing.
Yeah, and I hate sign here, initial there, sign here, initial there. You just did it recently, so you know.
Yeah,
and I said that, just show me where to sign. I know what I'm signing.
And of course, I was a little hesitant and shy and a little intimidated. I didn't want the lender or the closer at the title company to know that, okay.
I didn't know.
Yeah, I just didn't want to, I was embarrassed to ask the questions and things like that. It happened to be a subprime mortgage back in those days.
Oh, okay.
It was like 2003. Yeah. Or earlier, and it was a high interest rate, but anyway, and so what I feel is most important is that whether the client is using me, when they leave my office, they have a lot more information than when they started. I know a lot of things on the internet are true because there's a commercial about that. It must be true. However, you do need to sit down, and I do recommend shopping lenders. One or two is fine. I think if you go outside of that, it can get a little convoluted. So as long as someone comes in to see me, I feel like they may not know what to be asking me. So we start that conversation. They end up having questions. So when they leave my office and go to the next lender, they're going to know what questions to ask that other lender. So I feel like I can sleep at night if I've given that person all the information. And if they chose to work with another lender, that's fantastic because they're a little bit more prepared.
Absolutely. And I think that's very admirable of you because I think a lot of them don't do that necessarily. And I'm sure your clients appreciate the candidness and saying, look, these are the ones. In order to compare apples to apples, you need to ask everybody the same exact questions.
Right. Yes.
And you should hopefully get the same answer.
Yes.
But you might not.
You may not. But if they, so I always tell them that if you definitely want to compare, you know, lenders to each other, every lender is going to need to pull your credit. And many people come in and say, can you just tell me what I'm qualified for? Don't pull my credit. I don't want to tell you how much I make. You know,
I can't answer those questions without doing that.
We have a we have like very general conversations, and I let that meeting go that way until you're like halfway through and they realize they're not going to get an answer out of me until we get a little bit more information.
Right.
Right.
You know, is there something that's on your credit that you don't want us to see? But I'm very proactive versus reactive. So let's get your credit pulled and see what we're working with. Because if you're not in the market to purchase for another 6 to 12 months, that's plenty of time to try to repair anything that may be appearing on your credit that you didn't even know about.
Well, and I think that's important to hear, too, for our listeners, mm-hmm. is that you can fix mistakes on your credit. It's not...
Yes. Everything is fixable. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. You have to be diligent. You have to be willing. But I think a lot of people who are serious about becoming a homeowner, mm-hmm. whether it's a first-time homeowner or this is a repeat client, they will do whatever they need to do to get their credit right. to mm-hmm. a position to where it improves their purchasing power. So credit scores can, you know, there's a varying range of credit scores, and most lenders can go down to a particular score. However, with a lower score tends to be mm-hmm. higher interest rates.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I feel if you're not really going to buy for another right. 6 months or 8 months, let's work on your credit so mm-hmm. that when you do come back, now your scores are high enough to where you're going to get the best rate available. And in a 30-year mm-hmm. mortgage, that's right. better in the long run.
And sometimes you can be doing them both concurrently. You can be looking for homes mm-hmm. and still doing what you need to do, because sometimes that your home isn't the one. There have been lots of times people have been looking and looking and looking for months right. before they find their sure. home, the home they want.
Yes.
So it's yes.
Yes, yeah, they do.
Unless you find a home right away, and then, well, yeah. then you're in trouble, or you could be in trouble. But sometimes you can work with the sellers, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's true. Well, one of the things, too, when you have your credit pulled, you may have something on your credit that's not yours. You were talking about fixing
exactly.
mistakes. That happens more frequently than you would think it would. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you went through a divorce or a death of a spouse mm-hmm. and something yes. else pops up there and you're like, wait a minute, that's not me. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
And then Karen can help you figure out how to fix it. That's the thing too, mm-hmm. fixing it. But how do I fix it? Who do I call? What do I do?
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. And a lot of things that happen too is that some of those items may very well be the client's. However, they never got updated.
Right.
Maybe they were, we see a lot of medical
sure.
that come through yeah. collections mm-hmm. that something slipped through with insurance, but those items have been, you know, taken care of. They've been paid in full. Mm-hmm. However, it's never been updated on their credit report.
Right.
And unless you're in the market to either buy a home or finance a vehicle, you have no idea right. that it's hanging out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's a really good point, because I think a lot of people don't understand that part, especially the medical part that gets mm-hmm. on there and you don't even know it's on there. Because I don't think it went on my credit report. Man, maybe I should check. I mean, I've had people call me from the hospital or whatever right. when I've had a procedure, and I thought, oh, the insurance took care of that. Insurance took care of that. And it had slipped through the cracks.
Sure.
It hadn't been, because insurance changed in the meantime. Oh, yeah. And so, yeah, yeah, always be aware of that, too.
Yeah. Karen, could you speak to how student loans affect? Because that's a big thing that has changed.
Why, yes, Brian, I can.
Thank you.
There are so many student loan debt out
right,
there,
yeah.
for sure,
mm-hmm.
that each loan program is so different from each other that I keep a matrix in front of me at my desk
right.
because every other client of mine has a student loan. I will say that most programs will count those payments, mm-hmm. even if you are in deferment, mm-hmm. forbearance. You also have graduated payments, income-based repayment plans. But I will tell you, the majority of the programs, even though, let's say, you're an income-based repayment, so maybe on a $10,000 student loan, you're only paying $20 a month.
Right.
That's not the payment that's going to be counted more than likely.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go off of student loan documentation from your student loan servicer that says, we project your payment to be X amount mm-hmm. when you are in full repayment. And that is that magic number that a lot of lenders are going to use. Now, if you're going to school, and let's say you have $50,000 in student loan debts or $100,000, those payments mm-hmm. can be extremely high, and your debt to income ratio can get out of hand and not meet the guidelines.
Right.
It's definitely a tough conversation to have with someone, because I always hear, well, I'm in deferment. I'm still in school. Mm-hmm. So as long as I'm in school, I don't have to repay it. And I understand that, because
right.
I had student loans as well. However, when it comes to financing a house, they will be counting it at some level. And here's the kicker too. If the client isn't able to get the documentation from their loan servicer, depending on what loan program, they may use a percentage of the unpaid balance mm. as your payment.
Well, we're out of time already, so I want to make sure you tell everybody how to get a hold of you and where you're located again.
Absolutely. My name's Karen Rastel. I'm with Hallmark Home Mortgage. I'm located at 2676 East 2nd Street. over near the College Mall, and you can reach me at 812-606-7653.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and the FC Tucker Facebook page.